in the elevation of the world, in making the lower world a dwelling place for God, the Alter Rebbe says earlier in Perek Lamed Zayin that it depends on the fulfillment of mitzvahs by all Jews collectively. When all the neshamas will fulfill their mitzvahs, that will elevate the world and make it into a dwelling place for God. Why does it depend on the fulfillment of mitzvahs by the Jews? Because all of life comes to the world through the Jew. The world was created for the Jew. The Jew is the tachlis of the kavan of the world. And each neshama, more specifically, each neshama has a certain part of the world for which it is responsible, because through it comes life and energy to that part of the world. That portion of the world was created for this particular neshama. And when the neshama does the mitzvah, it elevates that particular part of the world. Like the food that he eats, the what he drinks, what he wears, the house that he lives in, all of this is given to him in order that he should elevate it, because that is his 600,000th of part of the world. On page 498, and every spark, which means every specific soul, comes down into this world not for itself, but rather for the elevation of the animal soul. And although the coming down of the neshama into this world is a great descent, and it literally is in a state of exile for the neshama, kigam shehi yatzadi gamur, because even if he's going to be a tzadi gamur, eved Hashem biyira ve'av rabba b'taynugim, and he will serve God with a great fear and a great love that borders on pleasure or love of delight, even so, it is still a great descent and a state of exile and golus. Because lo yegi alamaylas dveikusei b'Hashem, b'dchilu rechimu, because his love and fear of God here, even if he's a perfect tzaddik, will not compare to the love and fear that he had b'terem yiridasei le'elam hazeh achumri, before the neshama came down into this physical world, le'minov le'miktrosa, not even a fraction, and not even of the type of love and fear that it had while it was in heaven, before it came down. There is no comparison. There is no similarity between them at all. As is understood to every intelligent person, that the body in which the neshama is clothed isn't capable of tolerating the love and fear that a neshama can feel when it's not limited by the body. And so even the tzaddik gamur finds himself in exile as far as the coming of the neshama into the body. He finds himself in exile within the body because he cannot feel and experience in the body what he could feel and experience outside of the body. So for the neshama, it's always a descent into this world, a golus. Ella, why then does the neshama come down into this world? It's coming down into this world to be clothed into the body, an animal soul, is only in order to elevate and to perfect them, the body and the animal soul. It is not for the purpose of the godly soul at all. More specifically, the purpose of the godly soul's descent is to fix the animal soul, specifically by separating the animal soul from the totally dark klipa, by observing the 365 prohibitions and all of their offshoots and rabbinic commandments and so on, and also to elevate, first to separate it from the unholy, from the totally dark klipa, and then also to elevate the animal soul, im chelko hashayich lo miklolos elam hazeh, together with that portion of this world that belongs to this animal soul, that is connected to the animal soul, and is elevated along with the animal soul. ulekashram uliyachdam be'er ein sev baruch, and to unite them and to join them to godliness, asheyam shirbahem al yedei kiyume kol remach mitzvas asei benafshi achiyunis, the godliness to which he will bring to the animal soul and to the physical substances, parts of the world that he uses in the fulfillment of the mitzvahs when he does the 248 positive mitzvahs with his animal soul. Shehi hi hamekayemes kol mitzvahs maisiyes kenal, because it is the animal soul which fulfills all the active mitzvahs, because the godly soul, as explained earlier, the godly soul cannot move the limbs of the body without going through the animal soul. So although the mitzvah is motivated by the godly soul, but it is actually performed by the animal soul. Ukameshikosu Beitz Chaim Shar Chavov, and as he writes in Beitz Chaim Shar Chavov, ki haneshama atzma eina tzricha tikun klal, that the neshama doesn't come down into this world in order to perfect itself. It comes to perfect the animal soul, because the godly soul itself doesn't need perfecting. It doesn't need correcting. However, through the act of the mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe says that the tzaddik gomer, no matter how much he loves and fears God, no matter how intense that love and fear is, it doesn't compare to the love and fear of the neshama as it is in heaven before it comes into the body. And so it can't be that a neshama comes down into this world in order to be a tzaddik, in the sense that he loves God and fears God, and is a spiritual person. The purpose of the godly souls coming down must be in order to do the active mitzvahs, and the virtue of the active mitzvah is that it engages the animal soul, because it's the animal soul that needs to be elevated. The godly soul doesn't need to be fixed and doesn't need to be corrected, but in the process of elevating, or as a result of elevating and perfecting the animal soul, the godly soul is also elevated. So it's not the case that the godly soul gets nothing from coming down into this world. It elevates the animal soul and perfects the animal soul, and for itself it has nothing as a result. That's not the case. What the Alter Rebbe is saying here, that the godly soul doesn't need elevation and doesn't receive any elevation to the animal soul, it's a descent and a golus, that's all before he does the mitzvah. That's if there was only love and fear of God without physical mitzvahs. But given physical mitzvahs, and in the performance of the physical mitzvah, either the positive or the negative, he perfects his animal soul, elevates the animal soul, and in doing that to the animal soul, the godly soul receives an elevation as well. So although it's true that the animal soul doesn't need to be perfected or fixed, but it does need to be elevated, and its elevation comes through its work with the animal soul. V'leihu tzrichol yislabish be'elam hazeh, etc. Rak lahamshich el saknom. As he writes there in Eitz Chaim, that the godly soul doesn't need to be clothed into this world other than to elevate the physical world, the body and the animal soul. V'hu mamish dugmas seid golus hashchina levarin itzutim, and this parallels the idea in Kabbalah of the exile of the Shechina. Just like the Shechina comes down into this world and is clothed into this world and is an exile in this world in order that the sparks, the holiness that is hidden in the unholy, in the darkness of the world, should be elevated, in the same way the Neshama, which is a part of the Shechina, also comes down into an unholy condition in order to elevate the goodness, the sparks that exist in the physical, in the body, in the animal soul. And so we now have a complete picture of the importance and the power of the act of a mitzvah. Going back to the original question, what is the purpose of a Beinoni's neshama coming down into an animal soul. Since the Beinoni does not transform the animal soul in its emotions and in its intellect and does not make it holy, doesn't make it godly, now we have the answer that not only is there a purpose, not only is the Beinoni's Aveda not in vain, God forbid, but rather it gets closer to the ultimate purpose for which God created the world in the first place, and that is to bring godliness into the darkness of the world, to elevate the sparks that have fallen into the unholy, and that comes necessarily through the performance of mitzvahs, which engages the animal soul. The animal soul does the mitzvah, and thereby the animal soul is elevated, and along with the animal soul, all the physical objects and the physical materials that are necessary for an animal soul to live, to exist, and thereby enables it to perform the mitzvah, all those things are elevated with the animal soul. And so the godliness that must eventually come about, because it is the purpose for which God created the world, it comes about as a result of our mitzvahs, doing the positive mitzvahs and avoiding the negative mitzvahs in the time of Golus, in order to bring about, as the Rebbe said earlier, the schar mitzvah is mitzvah, that the mitzvah that we do will bring the coming of Mashiach and the godliness that comes along with Mashiach, not only in that we do the mitzvah and Mashiach will bring godliness, we do the mitzvah and that brings the godliness. Only until Mashiach comes, we won't see what our mitzvahs are accomplishing, and when Mashiach comes, it'll be revealed. Because the schar, the result of the payment and the benefit of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is bringing godliness into the world. Only in Golus, the godliness that we produce through our mitzvahs remains concealed, and when Mashiach comes, we will see the godliness that we ourselves created. In the Hayyim Yom for the 19th of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Reb Moshe Meizlish, who was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, Siper once related that the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Hazakin, the Alter Rebbe, had uns gelernt that the Aleph von Chassidus is, the Aleph, the first letter of Chassidus is, to use your nature, your personality, your disposition, to use it in Aveda. The beginning of all Aveda is to use the nature of the human construction, of how the human being works, to use it in the service of God, as, for example, the nature with which we are created, in that the mind controls the heart, that's the first step in Aveda. There's a further step, a higher step, which is to transcend our nature, to be above our nature. But the first step is to use nature and the nature of the human being in the service of God.